Well, good morning. It is 8:48 at WFIR. It's Tuesday. Time for Ask the Expert. My guest today, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Hi, Don.
Good morning, Joey.
Good to see you, my friend. Don, as we get to the conversation this morning, I want to get right to it. I understand you had a recent inquiry from Maryland on your Forest Rest Natural Cemetery website that asked some questions that are probably on the minds, you know, of some of our listeners. So, Don, let's start there. This is what the inquiry said. I'm 46 years old. Not planning to die soon, but when I do, I'd like to have the natural burial service that you offer. And Don, can you tell us what steps would they need to take or would one need to take?
I think the most important step that this person's taken is that they contacted us. Mm-hmm. They want to have a conversation about their end of life and their burial plans. And that this is great. So you're making the initial inquiry, and then we'll set up a time and meet with them and show them what we have to offer.
Sure. And at that time, Don, I guess you would go over the cost, correct?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, natural burial's on par with cremation. The big difference with cremation versus natural burial is there's no CO2 released into the atmosphere as there is with cremation. So a lot of folks like that. In the space and the interment are about on par with the others, but you have a savings because there's no burial vault and no embalming.
Now, we're talking with Don Wilson, Evergreen Memorial Trust, this morning. Now, Don, if a listener calls and says, you know, Don, I'd like to set up a tour, can they do that?
Absolutely. You want this afternoon or would tomorrow morning be better?
Gotcha. So they can take a tour. Mm-hmm. Here's a question, Don. Is there any guarantee that your business is still going to exist in 30 or 40 years when I'm most likely to need it?
Sure. Well, we're a little bit different business than many other businesses. We're regulated by the state. We're perpetual care cemetery. That's required. So 30, 40, forever years, we're going to be around. We have a trust fund that's going to take care of our properties.
Don, if I were to die unexpectedly before then, how would I be able to ensure that my desire for this type of burial will be executed? Is it something that I put in the will? Anything else I could do to ensure that? How would we go about that?
Right. You know, sometimes you put something in a will and it doesn't get found till it's too late. So we encourage folks to get our planning guide and use that. Make your closest friends aware of your wishes. Put things in a place, prominent place in your home so that folks can find, you know, what your wishes are.
Speaking with Don Wilson at Evergreen Memorial Trust on Ask the Expert, Don had a recent question from Maryland on the Forest Rest Natural Cemetery and posing a questions that might be on the mind of others. Now, Don, final question this morning before I let you out of here. Do you offer, Don, the tree burial option for uncremated bodies, or is that an option only for cremation?
Yeah, she's talking about the Be a Tree option that we mm-hmm. offer. And yes, we do offer that. We do offer trees on family lots and other areas in the cemetery that you want to memorialize someone with a living tree.
All right, Don. That'll pretty much wrap it up for today. But what an interesting conversation and very important questions
from
this
Maryland.
Person. Yeah, from Maryland.
Yeah. So that just goes to show that we have something to offer that no one else does. EvergreenMemorialTrust.com.
EvergreenMemorialTrust.com. And Don, is there a phone number our listeners may be able to reach you?
Mm-hmm. 342-2593.
EvergreenMemorialTrust.com. And again, Don, that number one more time.
342-2593.
Always good to see you, my friend. Thanks, good to have you along this morning. Have a good day. This has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.